A little bit of reading you might be interested in if you follow the Australian election campaign week to go. It's a piece about Clive Palmer and how he's going to do well in Victoria. Look up Palmer's people in the Sydney Morning Herald a couple of days ago. Now, see, we see a trend or two that may play out here next year as well. Meantime in Australia, although it ain't over, looks like the tide has gone out on the Australian government. Of course, the tide always goes out on a government. It just depends on timing and competence. That is trend number one for us. The tide is going out on our government. Not completely up, but the competence factor is playing a big part as more and more of us wake up to the ineptitude and lack of delivery, not to mention the race and ideological aspects of their plans. All polls this year had the government behind the opposition. In Australia, it is suggested that Palmer will do well in Victoria, which is interesting as the fringe parties are no longer as fringe as they were, and along with the various independents start to pick up real support. The two major parties both have less than 40% support in a first-past-the-post-style system. That's not an endorsement. And if you look at Clive Palmer's party, the Victoria success, if it is to pan out that way, comes, they are suggesting, because of Dan Andrews. This is the second trend. The more radical the people are who govern you, the more rebellion you will get. Lance Burdett last week talked of this new research whereby those locked down most are seeing increases in violence and crime. Victoria got locked down more than New South Wales, and the developing crime stats are showing a trend. Look at Auckland. Same story. Dan Andrews is a dictator of sorts, a condescending, I know what's right for you control freak. Sound familiar? Justin Trudeau, a similar sort of figure, called an election last year early, very early in fact, based on the idea that his COVID handling would go down a treat and they would re-elect him with a majority he didn't have at the time. Well, it backfired. He still doesn't have a majority. Polling here suggests increasing numbers of us are over the conservative dictatorial approach this government has put us through, the social and economic consequences of which are now being borne out. So let's see how Australia plays out. Read the Palmer piece. Look for the trends. Where they are going, we quite possibly are not far behind.